This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by our good buddies at Southwest Point of Sale. Let me tell you, if you have a point of sale product for smaller stores, or they have a product for smaller stores, it's really cool. It's designed for small markets, neighborhood grocery stores, liquor stores, super easy to use, inexpensive. In fact, it costs the same as an old style cash register. So if you got a cash register on its last leg, you might want to give these guys a call. 1-800-540-2149. You can use your iPhone app to add, change product pricing right from the comfort of your own home. Delivery installation training is provided by Southwest Point of Sale Specialist. Unlimited technical support provided. Comes complete with barcode reader, cash box, and a printer. Give them a call, 800-540-2149. Tell them you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio. Also, Alpha Site Logistics. If you're doing an event out in Imperial Valley, they've been taking care of that area for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Give them a call at 760-352-8383. They'll give you a quote and thank them profusely for sponsoring SDORC Dirt Radio. All right, we got Audrey and Ed in the house, and you have a guest.
Yes, so we have Bob Webster joining us. He's been on air one other time with us, and when he was on the last time, you called in from Scotland, but it's different. You're here now.
Yes, I got let back in the country.
Yes,
wow,
you did.
I was going to say, how? Yeah, go a little bit closer. Try it again.
There you go.
Yep, I got let back in the country.
Yeah, there you go. Now I can hear you.
A little bit of a long flight.
Yeah, it's always a long flight. There's nothing you can do about it. And the time lag plays havoc.
Oh, I can imagine. But it's Scotland to New York and New York to...
No, I fly Edinburgh, capital of Scotland, down to London, and then London straight into San Diego.
Really? London to San Diego nonstop? Wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's
by far the easiest way.
That's about 9 bathroom stops.
Watch out for blue rain.
Yeah, no kidding. So you come out, you try to come out as much as you can for the event we just had Saturday, correct?
I'm usually out twice a year. I come out for King of the Hammers.
And Tierra del Sol?
Usually do TDS as well.
Do you drive King of the Hammers or do you just...
I'm one of the volunteers out there. So out in the course, up at the crack of dawn, like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, no kidding. You're one of the unsung heroes, as they say.
Yeah. Well, they put us somewhere where we can't talk to anybody, so they obviously love us.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's that accent. You know, they got to have you someplace where they can't talk to you. Just put that, whatever that guy is, way over there in that corner.
Well, you mean park Scotty Bobs out of sight somewhere.
Hey, I belong to the Drummond clan, so I can't say a whole lot negative about Scotland.
Okay.
I got to go one of these days. As soon as they can drag that sucker closer to the United States, I'm going.
Drag it closer to the United States.
Same thing with Australia. If you can drag Australia a little closer, I'm going.
Bob is a member of the San Diego Land Rover Club, and that's what he has. He has a chopped up.
Is that his rover out there?
Yeah, yep.
With the flatbed on it?
Yep, flatbed all tubed out.
Probably winches front and rear?
Only at the rear, actually.
The rear?
Yeah, because it's always easier to get out of what you've got yourself into.
That's what I always tell people, too. Yeah, no, I no kidding. What year is it?
It's a 99. So Land Rover Discovery 2.
So you've had her a while?
That's the second incarnation, but I bought the original vehicle about 2015.
Ah, okay. So is that your vehicle of choice? I mean, not because you belong to the club, but outside of a Toyota or...
It's what I know. I have several at home.
Oh.
I think at the moment the fleet is sitting at 5 Land Rover Discovery 2s,
okay.
2 Defender 90s, Yeah, let's just stop there.
All right, well, I might have an opportunity for you because a good buddy of mine unfortunately passed away, and he's got a couple of those, and his wife really wants to get rid of them. And I don't know if it'd be something you'd be interested in.
Oh. Possibly, yes.
I had a funny feeling.
I've seen a picture and his face just
lit
up.
A little rough inside, but...
That's a series, so that's Leaf Springs.
Look at there's the VIN plate, so you could probably tell more about... See, we're doing a Land Rover show. We're not doing an off-road show.
Oh, it's a good show, though. I've been in his Land Rover. His Land Rover is me. I've been places at King of the Hammers that I did not expect to go in Johnson Valley because he can do it in that thing.
Yeah, that's a Series 3.
It's built to the tilt.
Is that something you might be interested in?
Yep. If I'm not, I know...
You know a couple people.
Yeah. We'll talk later.
Yeah, we'll call. Well, what I'll do is I'll give you my email address, and then I'll hook you up with... my friend, and because she, you know, because they're out in the hills, you know, just sitting there, and they just need to be snagged,
loved,
And there's a couple of Jag XK6s there, and a Lotus Europa.
Wow,
that's unusual.
I know, you're telling me, and I love Lotus Europas, but I think I've outgrown it. I don't think I would fit in a Lotus Europa.
Oh, go on, give us a laugh.
Well, I'm a bug-eyed Sprite guy, you know, and I was going to buy another one of those, but now my head sticks 8 inches above the windshield.
So you are a bug-eyed guy.
I'm serious. Well, because Road and Track said if you wanted to be a race car driver, that was a car to start with.
Yep.
So I've had a 59 and a 60, and I was going to be another Jimmy Clark, and it was all there was to it. End discussion, but that's another story. So how was TDS?
Well, I'm glad that was the end of the discussion because I appreciate you here and everything that you've done for us leading forward.
So. That's because she's going on a Jeep trip next weekend, folks. So she's all gooey-eyed. She's asking me a million questions. What are we going to do? What are we going to eat? Where do I got to stay? What do I got to bring? I don't know. Just you'll go and you will love it to death. But you guys had a good time yesterday?
Yes, it was a great time yesterday. Yesterday's event, they're finishing today. They actually should just be live putting on the raffle right now.
Oh.
So live on
Facebook.
I thought
they did raffle Saturday night.
They changed it this year. They limited the raffle tickets to 2,000 and they were trying to sell them out. So they gave it until today. And then because you didn't have to be present to win, they're going to do it on Facebook and then they'll call you and mail you whatever your prizes were.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it was a different...
I want to see him put a stamp on 5 times. Tires and wheels mounted.
It's a gift certificate. So you be a Goodrich. You go to a location, one of the shops that offers them and that they work with, and then you get to put it. But
the
BF Goodrich donated 2 sets of tires up to 39 inches for Tierra del Sol. So. And their raffle tickets, it was only 1 for $10, 3 for $20, and you got the sticker pack for the TDS 59.5 and everything. And they had, you know, $20,000 in raffle prizes out there.
Sure.
Fox shocks, new shocks. They had BF Goodrich tires. They had Valier compressors.
Way you're going to remember everything.
No, there's so many. They had a bunch of prize packages. Yeah. And it was really awesome yesterday. They got denied by state parks to go through the park, which I thought was just absolutely ridiculous because they didn't have people following them. They just went through. But they were going to do destination stops and stop at different parks, spots in the park, and promote the park while they were doing it. And the park denied it. So instead, the War Wagon just went to Johnson's Landing, and the first 25 people who showed up there received a hat package with some gift prizes in a special TDS 59.5 hat. And then you had the opportunity. They had 25 gifts that were given out at each one.
What was the park's excuse?
Well, they didn't pull a permit. They denied their permit for this year because they wanted, one, too much money. The state park to pull it in because of the regulation for what it takes with the amount of sheriff involvement that they usually pull in. They charge, the sheriff's department charges them anywhere from $30,000 to $45,000 just for the sheriff's department.
What?
That's not including the anywhere from $45,000 to $60,000 that they want for their permit. So for the state park permit, TDS was looking at a bill of a minimum of $60,000 up to $100,000 for the fees. And they want them to fence off every single bush with orange fencing. So all down Holly Road, all around the obstacle course, anywhere that they could have potentially been. So had they actually...
So they basically didn't want you guys out there.
And you know what else?
Not at all.
They said they would not guarantee that the event could take place. If there was some kind of COVID problem... or some other problem, they couldn't guarantee it would keep going, but they'd still hang on to the money.
Well, yeah they're not going to reimburse you.
No. No. And then, and that was the thing is it, they said it, well, if we can't provide enough staff to have staff out there, we're going to shut you down. We're still going to charge you everything, but we're going to shut you down. Yeah. So you can't
totally
do it.
Totally out of their control.
So, and why bother? To me, that's not fair to TDS at all. It's, it's time fair. For our break.
It's not fair to anybody when you come right down to it. I mean,
no.
It's a state park. It's for us. It's not for you, and it's not supposed to be a moneymaker.
And regardless of what happened this weekend, because it's been going for 60 years, this weekend it's just one of those big weekends.
Yeah,
regardless of what TDS
yeah,
did,
they don't care.
People are going to go meet up out there anyway.
They don't care. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Why? Because it's SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
So tell us all about Wayne Miller.
Wayne Miller, Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here for any of your tire needs. You need an alignment. You're stuck on the side of the road. You're stuck at a construction site. He's got those mobile trucks to come help you out. Give him a call. Wayne Miller, Mobile Tire in Santee at 619-596-2800.
Cool. And we got a very special guest in the house, Bob Webster, all the way from Scotland. Comes out twice a year, King of the Hammers and TDS. He's a big Rover guy.
Oh, it's
guy.
The same one for that. And then he comes out in October,
oh,
November.
Oh, so you stay a couple of months.
So he stays a couple of months for now, gotcha. You know, because it's like the worst winter time for them. So he escapes their winter and comes and enjoys our desert.
That's what rich people do.
I wish.
I've Smart asked people. A few times. I've hinted, you know, hey, you're going to sponsor my radio show? No.
I don't have any money. I'm buying Rovers.
No, I'm fixing Rovers.
Oh, you're fit? Well, yeah. I wasn't going to say it. I was going to be polite. I wasn't going to bag on the product because it's a great. Those are great cars. So, Ed, what did you do out the desert? Anything? Or you were just two-wheeling it, right?
I didn't even unload my bike. I stayed at the SDRC booth the whole time and talked
good.
To people. Josh Epstein was there. Uh-huh. He's the new president of California Association of Four-Wheel Drive Clubs.
Cool.
So it was nice to chit-chat with him.
Is that how you say that? Because I've always said California Four-Wheel Drive Club Association.
Yeah.
California Association of Four-Wheel Drive Clubs.
Sounds more like California Association of Four-Wheel Drive Clubs.
I just want to make sure because I've always said
California
it the other
Four-Wheel.
Way.
Did you pitch radio?
I've been trying to get Josh to come on radio for a few weeks now.
He knows he didn't answer the question.
Because he doesn't. I pitched radio probably 10 times yesterday. I pitched it to Meadow
Here's
Clark.
The deal. We're going
to
start charging him $100 to be on radio.
Just in case.
And $20 says he'll start pitching radio.
Josh is a nice guy, and he's a younger guy than the previous presidents have been, and we think he's going to bring some energy. And
so you pitched radio.
Yeah, of course, he's going to be on it in the next week or two.
I think Audrey pitched that. I have a sneaky feeling, right?
I've been bugging Josh for a couple of weeks now to come on. He wanted to get in and get
well,
set up.
Well, it's good to see
go
that you've got a young guy that's organized.
I'm
How large
really
a group is
excited.
This?
Cal 4 Wheel is one of the largest associations of four-wheel drive clubs across the state of California. It's one of the oldest ones.
Are they the same idea, mindset as SDORC?
SDORC, yes. The only difference between us and them is they actually have paid employees. So they have,
They own property in Sacramento. They have a base camp, or like
they have a park.
An office building and a workshop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they have a office staff there.
They have an off-road park?
No.
No. No.
Heck no.
But they have two natural resource consultants that actually work with legislation.
I think in the past they've had two. I think they only have one, that new woman now.
Rose, yeah.
Rose, I don't know if they have anyone else yet.
I thought Josh just said that they hired a second one too.
Wasn't she on the Titanic?
So
2 years ago I could have said that about Cal 4 Wheel. No offense, Josh. I'm really glad you're in. But all the shakeup and happened.
Yeah.
It's one thing with off-roaders is we're, you know,
a volatile group.
We're all egomaniacs. We're all out there chasing that adrenaline rush, you know. And so we're all
win the race,
right.
Be
I don't
the
know. We
first
just
one up the rock.
Everybody, but
no
but,
comment from Bob. I know Bob's over here just laughing at me.
I can't get a word in edgeways.
You got to stick your finger in the air. I'm telling you, no dead air.
Just jump in.
Now you said you're on radio in Scotland.
Yeah, I do hospital radio. So in
hostel.
Hospital.
No hospital.
Oh, hospital. I thought. hospital. What kind of, what do you, people call in and say, I got a pain here, what do I do?
Yeah, phone Dr. Bob. No, actually, in the hospitals, the at every bedside, there's a nurse call station, which has a radio, and in the newer ones has TV as well.
So you do a radio show for the hospital. How cool is that?
Yeah, and it's only broadcast within the hospitals.
What's the content?
I have been doing the country music show for the last several years. You should know. You've done a soundbite for me.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like country western to me, does he?
He does, too.
Does he have a hat?
Look at his flannel.
Didn't Garth Brooks sell out last night?
Yeah, did you go to Garth Brooks last night?
I wish. I didn't know he was on, and probably couldn't have got tickets anyway.
Oh, my sister had extra tickets.
Yeah, I know. $5.
Now she tells me.
$5 a ticket. I had a girl. I was at Tractor Supply because I gave away my cowboy hat to a waitress at Janet's. So I wanted to go down and buy another one. A really cool felt, $30. And she said she had three VIP front row tickets she had to sell.
Wow.
Because Tractor Supply said you have to work.
Wow.
Oh, that's harsh.
There's other jobs out
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have said.
She was not a happy camper, let me tell you.
Well, I debated going because of my sister. I wanted to be there for TDS, and so I was going to only work part of TDS and then go, but I decided to stay for the whole TDS yesterday, and it which was good. We sold some memberships. We got a few hundred dollars
awesome
in donations. So we
made a few bucks, and you know, yeah. it's a time when a lot of friends get together because we know a lot of advocates, and they all come to this event.
Yeah, and I saw several people yesterday, so it was good
to see
them.
Close
to
people in
talk.
The Tierra del Sol Club, yep. So we saw a lot of friends there.
Yep.
And just a lot of guests come in and like, oh, hey, it's been a while.
It's like rubbing elbows with the off-road elitists because, you know, I spent an hour talking with Justin Ashley. Justin Ashley just mm-hmm. met with State Parks at Octia Wells with Scott Hillier and Bill Kessler, I believe, are the three that drove out there, and they had a special meeting with State Parks in regards to
really?
Seeing what they can do to move forward and how they can progress certain things. And
oh,
and
I didn't
so
hear that.
Hearing having those conversations, being able to be there with those people and have that, I would have missed it had I had to have had to take off. So I'm glad that I stayed and I didn't, you know.
I didn't see Scott.
The once in a lifetime, he didn't actually come over to the event, but him and MA were both at their house.
They were over there?
Yeah, they were at their house.
They have a house.
They have a house
nearby.
Down there. Yeah. So, but having the conversations and catching up and having that face to face with them, it's huge. It's important. You know, one of the things that I talked about with Josh is what is Cal Fire Wheel? How are they stepping up? What are we going to do to step up if Friends needs more? Because Friends of Oceana Dunes just filed a sixth lawsuit 2 weeks ago.
Cool.
It was against State Parks this time, and it's literally to file a restraining order against State Parks employees from installing any more orange fencing within the park. So while they have their other lawsuits going, they were supposed to stop. But they've reached a couple of agreements. They did this right before Christmas where they reached an agreement. State Parks wasn't going to close down the park for any particular reason. They were going to leave it open. And then 2 days later in Sacramento, when they were, you know, shaking hands on one way and a smile on the face, and they turn around a day later, they closed the park down for that 2 weeks of Christmas. They canceled camping. They canceled
it.
Yeah. They canceled all camping permits. They canceled everything for Christmas week and that weekend into New Year's. So you couldn't camp.
That's so annoying.
And when they just told and had a sit down meeting with Friends of Oceana Dunes that they were not going to do that, a day later they turn around and do it. You know, so they said that they wouldn't install fencing, and then they turn around and
they want to know why we don't like them.
Yeah, and then they turn around, they got trucks and trailers full of orange fencing going out there, and they were going to fence out another, 100 acres that they were supposed to add fencing to out there. And so Friends of Oceana Dunes just filed a lawsuit restraining order, and they won, or it's basically been inactive, that State Parks cannot install any more orange fencing.
So they didn't get any set up?
Any more set up. They did get some set up, yes, unfortunately.
Or he wants to go out and take it down.
What we just held the cleanups, and I posted our cleanup thing, and I posted the can of over 50 years old, and anything over 50 years old is an archaeological find. And then somebody on the Oceana Dunes Pismo Beach page posted that they just found a brand new preserved can it was like it was buried in the sand. Well, because of the orange fencing, they think the orange fencing is changing the blow pattern of the sand, and as the sand goes through and forms. So because of it's actually opened up some unfortunate trash that was left behind, which there's a dump right there too, so right. It was close to the dump.
Sure.
But they had literally found three absolutely perfect preserved cans from like the 1950s, I believe, because it was a Coca-Cola can, right. And I forget what the other can is, but they had it absolutely there, and I was like, that could be an archaeological find. They could use that as an excuse. So yeah. Thank you for taking that out of there. But they think it was exposed because the orange fencing is changing the wind, how the wind is blowing pattern. The sand and this and the sand pattern of how the sand blows through. So
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just there's an old theory behind that. Every action has an opposite reaction.
Yes, sir. Yep.
So you do something, and something probably unforeseen happens because of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you can't see the thing is you can't mess with Mother Nature. I mean, if I didn't know any better, you know, she did all of that, you know, just for a reason. You know, by the way, I'll buy those three cans.
They're not full, Dave.
Huh?
They're not full.
I don't want to be full. You wouldn't believe what I just bought this weekend. I'm not.
Not another radio.
An old radio.
No, I bought a Pennzoil oil can, an oil squirter, and nice. A couple little. But anyway,
I remember those oil squirters.
Yeah, no, and this one's cool. It's got a really long neck on it. It's about from the 50s.
Yeah, I have.
It's got oil in it.
Do you have some of those things you push into the can for pouring?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, of course I do.
But I wouldn't do that to this oil can because it's a pristine Pennzoil. Don't get me started. I collect too much stuff.
Well, I do as well, but it's usually Land Rover stuff.
Yeah, but see,
finding me.
I collect vintage radios, you know, the big tall ones.
Yeah.
Like 12.
Do you have a warehouse them? Full?
No, by the time you spend the money to fix them, you'll never get the money back out of it.
No, but it's like any hobby, though.
Well, it's not an investment.
Yeah, but see, I like, you know, you're nostalgia. Only old once.
Yeah.
You know, and I like the pristine. I like the woodworking. I like the inlays. I like... Yeah, I found a lady that can, you know, totally bring them right back to life, gorgeous and all that. But
do you really want it restored?
No,
no.
I just
you want it original.
And you know what's
you
really
you don't want it restored.
You won't believe this, but this one specific, actually all of them, when I picked them up, they looked terrible. You know, they've been sitting in barns and what have you.
Yeah,
I put them in the house, and they automatically got clean and shiny without anybody touching them. I know you're going to think that's crazy, but I'm just telling you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
The heck does that say? Just talk.
South Coast RV and Repair Service Center.
Is that what
center.
That says?
No, I was trying to write it upside down.
Well, we got
to
do PRMI Mortgage.
Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. Chris Wiley out in Alpine. He's here for any of your residential needs. If you're looking to get a loan, you're looking to sell your house, if you're looking to buy a house, you have that specialty type loan, he's here to answer any of your questions. Chris Wiley, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., 619-722-1303.
And then we've got San Diego Off-Road Magazine. Go to ssorm.com. Been going around since 1982, and by the way, Summer got her first win last night.
I saw that.
Congratulations, Summer Kukula.
Yeah.
She's a flat tracking fool.
Up at Paris Speedway.
Yeah, we're so happy for her.
Yeah.
San Diego Off-Road Magazine's your one-stop shop for anything and everything off-road related, whether it be in the desert or wherever. There's classifieds, there's maps, there's news, there's columns. It's just a great, you can get it online. They have, just go there, ssorm.com. And we'll talk about South Coast in the next one. What?
Yeah, it's a fun magazine.
Yeah, it is.
Great coming events. A lot of the readers send in pictures and little stories about themselves. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, hey, we got Bob over from lovely... Scotland. So what's the off-road community like over there? I mean, do you have as much over there as we have over here?
Well, to start with, we're a lot smaller.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Physical ground mass.
You're the size of what? Texas?
San Diego County.
Well, I don't know if I've never actually done the comparison. Yeah, but
probably Texas.
Land mass is a lot smaller. Yeah. And the problem we have is that all the ground is owned in certainly Scotland. We have a slightly different legal system between Scotland and England, but won't go into that one. So any, if we're going wheeling, we need to pay for it, basically. Mm-hmm. So we have to talk to the landowners directly to make arrangements to get vehicles on. And a lot of the ground is either very rocky or very, very wet and swampy.
Yeah, so it's not like dunes and
no,
things. Yeah.
No, I can't get over the amount of space you guys have got to go playing in.
Isn't it the same?
That you can just go playing without having to organize it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it, trust me, that doesn't come easy. We got to fight tooth and nail every day of the week to keep that land open because for whatever reason the government thinks it should be closed and...
Yeah, but think of all the revenue they're getting from you guys.
Excuse me, you're talking intelligence here. Okay, these people do not have that. No, I'm. You're right. And I'll give you another example. We were talking about Tierra del Sol, TDS, yesterday, and they're going to charge $60,000, $70,000. It's the same thing if you go to a baseball stadium and they charge $9 for a hot dog and they expect the family to go. Well, families can't go to a game when you're charging $9 for a hot dog, you know, $10, $12 for a drink. But if you knock that hot dog down to $2 and you knock the drink down to $3, guess what? You'll have to buy more hot dogs.
Yep.
It's just, did they not go to a school and learn finance? I mean, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I know. We just had a
I know you guys battle that more than I do.
I had a talk about that with one of my friends who is basically a multimillionaire because I was talking to him about SDRC and our membership numbers are down. So how do I get membership up? Because that's our lifeline. That's our blood and
what do you say?
And that's what we do. So I was talking about raising our membership to $40 because we're currently $25 for a
single.
I'd do 50. And go 40 for a single.
Well, go 50 then, because 50 is nice, round, and even, and it's easy.
Oh, you know what he told me? Don't you dare raise it. Lower it. Lower it to $20. It's going to be a hell of a lot easier to talk a person into throwing down a $20 bill than it is a $25 or a $40, you know, and then it
and
is
most people have
else.
A 20
and
in their pocket.
You'll get more donations or more memberships for just that $20 than you will for anything else.
So you think
so
about
he
it?
Thinks that we're going to take it to the board and see what the board wants
you know to what
do
you should
it
do
it.
You say you should have said, you know what? That is an absolutely fabulous idea. Why don't you make up the difference?
I wish. I've tried.
Does he squeeze a nickel, make the Indian ride the buffalo?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
That's how he got to be that
100% penny pincher. And so it's just...
Life's too short to be a penny pincher.
They'll share with me and he'll give me advice, but heaven forbid he actually throw down money. And he sees everything that I do, and every time I see it, I blow him away. And he... No, he won't even throw down his $25 to become
a member. He's not a member.
He won't even be a member?
No, he won't. And he goes wheeling all the time.
Say, okay, how about $20? I mean, if you're the one that came up with the idea, give me $20.
That's what drives me up the wall. It's like, you can afford a gas tank to get out here. Why don't you support me? I'm the one that's here fighting to keep the deserts and trails open so that you have a place to go play.
He can afford a gas tanker.
Yeah.
Not a gas tank.
Yes. Well, you know, right now my Jeep just went up from $80 to fill it to I'm at $97 fill my Jeep right now.
I don't let mine get below any car I've got below a half tank.
Yeah,
what's the fuel prices like over in Scotland?
I was just about to work that out, Dave. You must be psychotic. Well, we buy it by per liter, so there's about 4.5 liters to the gallon ish. Say 4 liters.
Okay.
And we were paying, what were we paying? We were paying £1.50, £1.30, £1.50. So that's $2 and a bit per litre. So multiply that by 4, say. So we're on about $8.50, $9 per gallon.
Silence. Do you ever hear a radio station be that silent? You're more than me?
Is that? Is it because you have no oil and you have to buy all your fuel? I mean, is it because of that, or did you guys try to go green?
Well, don't get me started on that one. There's usual story, of course, is that there's a lot of tax on it.
Yep.
And we run, we don't have a problem, as California does with... Or we don't have so much of a problem as California does with smog, because we usually have the winds that will take it away. But we do have a smog problem, which is why a lot of our engines are so much smaller. So a big engine for us is 2.5, 3.5 liters with heavy emissions. And every year when you after your car is 3 years old up to 25 years old, every year it's a full inspection. It's not just a smog.
Oh, my
It's
goodness.
A full brake, tire, frame, seat belts, oh the God. Lot.
So they want that car off the road if they can do it.
No, it's a fairly...
It's like TÜV, right?
It's fairly a fairly fair test. It takes about an hour.
Mm.
And is not that expensive. It's actually about the same price as a smog test.
Huh. Oh, okay.
So it's only, it's $65 roughly.
I mean, I guess that's a good thing. I mean, I guess if I, well, you know, we're car people, so we look at our cars a lot more than other people, right? And I can tell when something's wrong with my car by the way that I'm driving it and the feel that I feel, whether, you know.
Well, and how many miles do you drive in a week compared to how many miles does Bob drive in a week? What would you say?
Audrey wears out cars.
It depends what I'm doing. If I'm
just on an average, I mean, you know.
Okay, it could be 200-300 in a week, easily.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you do?
500.
Easy.
Yeah.
So $8 a gallon is still painful, but it's not as painful as it is for Audrey.
Yeah. I got two tanks of gas a week right now.
Yeah.
But because our engines are smaller, I'm getting 25 to the gallon.
Okay, and you're getting 14.
If I'm lucky,
you know, keep your foot out of it.
On a good, well, who are you talking to?
I know.
But a lot of our cars are diesel as well, which is a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, and yeah, don't get me started on that because that's a byproduct of gasoline, which they used to throw it away.
Yeah.
You know, but now, let's really hurt the trucking industry and charge a whole lot of money for it. But anyway, there we go.
We're getting into that.
I don't know if I told you, Bob, but this show makes me mad. My next hour makes me happy. My next hour makes me happy. And my next hour makes me happy. And then I do 2 hours of gun ownership, and those 2 hours make me mad again. So I bookend anger. You know,
and then you get anger management.
Thank God there's something in the middle to make me feel better.
Okay.
But no, seriously, I mean, it's, and the only reason I'm asking you these questions is because a lot of people don't realize really what's going on across the pond, as they say.
Yeah.
But it's coming.
Yeah.
It's totally coming. I mean, that mentality of $8 a gallon, it's coming.
Yeah.
That we're just doing it for different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I mean, they say, you know, like we have winter blend and summer blend. Now, you've been here at both times of our weather, right? Have you seen anything drastically between the first one and the second one? No. There's no reason for a blend. They just figured out a way to do it so they can charge us more in the summer months than they can in the winter months.
I say I haven't seen that, so I don't know. Oh, and I'm just not going to comment on that
ridiculous.
One.
It's ridiculous. And we're the only state that does it.
Okay.
Well, we've got a couple minutes until this. We got to take another break. But I want to ask. So 2 years ago, 2019, right before COVID hit, or 2020, right before COVID hit, mm-hmm. I was literally... In February, we were lining up a trip to go to Scotland, my husband and I.
Really?
We were going to stay at Bob's house in Edinburgh, and he was going to give each one of us a Land Rover, and he was going to take us off-roading.
And a toolkit.
And a that might be needed.
Tool rope.
You never know. So I want to do that this year, if we can come do that this year. I want to do that. That's still in the plan. Where would we go? What would you have lined out for us to go explore and do? What castle? Would we go see a castle? Would we go over? Would we go all the way to the top, to the forest? And
Well, it depends how long you've got. I always say to people, if they're coming over to Scotland, you want to give it at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, it would be a two-week adventure.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Castles, we can't go much better than Edinburgh because that's the capital of Scotland. The Scottish crown jewels are in Edinburgh Castle. Uh-huh. And you walk out of the castle and there's a road that runs dead straight downhill for a mile. It's called the Royal Mile because at the bottom of that road is the Queen's Scottish residence, Holyrood Palace.
Oh, wow.
So you can walk from the castle down to Holyrood Palace. As long as she's not in residence, there are tours around the castle. Uh-huh. So there's a good starting point.
You can have tea.
I would totally have tea in the palace.
Yeah, I don't think they do in that. The but
okay,
it's interesting
tequila
thing.
Then.
Yeah, that's probably better. But you can walk around the volcano as well.
Volcano?
That would be...
Yeah. Volcano?
We have the what's called Arthur's Seat, which is not a big mountain, but a large, very large hill in Edinburgh, was volcanic. And you can still see the ports at various places. I think there's five ports on the mountain.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, I have no desire to leave the United States except to go to Scotland.
Okay.
And it's because of my heritage, you know.
Yeah. And the whiskey's good.
I'm not. No, I get too crazy when I drink whiskey.
He does.
Yeah. That would be scary.
It's me and tequila.
But you know, all kidding aside, I think Scotland would be just absolutely the bomb. I would love it.
It's a wonderful place. I'm biased. It's home for me.
Sure.
But I think people are really friendly. And if you get off the tourist track,
right, exactly.
Get away from the tourist traps, you can have a whale of a time if you're into scenery of all shapes, sizes, and descriptions.
But we can't understand what you say.
Pardon?
I mean, we can understand, but I bet you the people off the beaten path, don't you have a little bit of an accent?
You've got to watch where we are and where we're going.
See?
Then that's Irish.
See that? Did you hear a word he said? You understand a word?
I heard words, but I have no idea.
That was Irish.
To Scotland, I know that. And I couldn't talk to anybody.
I'm seriously, one of these days, as soon as they drag that sucker closer, I'm going. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by
Kelly and Justin Termite and Pest
RV.
Control. Oh, South Coast.
You wrote it upside down. And you did that well, I might add. Jeez Louise.
You can't take her anywhere.
How long have you been on radio?
I'm a little tired today,
I'm just
exhausted. I started at 4 yesterday, and then I didn't go to bed until about 11 last night, after I drove through a blizzard on the way home, by the way.
But you did it well.
Oh, you know, it's supposed to be like this, the smallest violin of the world.
Exactly.
South Coast RV Repair Service Center.
Just go to them, folks. Tell them Audrey sent you.
I can't even say it.
You sure as I can't remember it. But where are they located?
Chula Vista, okay. Off of Broadway and K Street, I believe, in Chula Vista. But reach out to South Coast RV Repair Service Center if you've got a roof leak, if you have anything that needs to get done to your RV on the interior and the exterior, your black water, your gray water tanks, anything along those lines. These guys are here to help you out. They're there to take care of you and get your RV serviced and get you back out camping and having a good time again with your family and friends.
And if you bought a used coach or a trailer, fifth wheel, any of that, take it down and have them do a roof inspection.
Oh, because I hear the roofs always go bad on those things.
If you don't take care of your roof, you're looking, you could have problems within 5 years of ownership.
Especially with the rain we had the other day.
Yeah.
And what happens with a roof repair, it leaks down the sides. And
when
you realize it, it's too late.
The water damage, the extent of water damage, it could be devastating when it comes to RVs.
And you can get black mold.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there's so many negatives to it. So take a run down there. Tell them you heard it right here on STORC Dirt Radio.
Yep.
And tell them that we said you'd look at that roof for free.
South Coast RV Repair Center, 619-476-7195.
All right. How about those bug people?
Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control. They're here for any of your pest control needs. You got some termites, you got some ants outside, or some earwigs. It's definitely that time of the year to have the pinch your bug or earwigs come out in full force.
After hard rains, guess what?
After hard rains, yep.
Coming to look for you.
Can they fix fleas if you have dogs and fleas?
It depends on what you've got to do.
Have to talk to them.
Well, first off, get in the habit of washing your dog. And then
oh, my God, what a concept.
I just was going to say, throwing it out in the rain isn't usually the key. but you know what? Maybe there's something in your yard that's attracting them. You never know.
Yeah.
Because fleas don't start on dogs. Fleas start off of dogs and end up on dogs.
Yeah.
So there could be maybe a plant. You know, maybe there's, you know, some infestation that's causing it.
Yeah.
What's your phone number?
619-441-7378.
That's a good question for you to call them and ask them that way.
I think I'll find out about that.
I would.
So I got a phone call from Amber from the California Border Patrol last week.
They're looking for you.
Yeah. Where have you been? Yeah. So we want to talk about Otay Mountain Truck Trail. So I reported some months back that the Border Patrol is interested in closing the northwest side of the mountain, the Otay Mountain Truck Trail, also known as Minnewawa. How do you say it? I forget. There's another word for it. Minnewawa Truck Trail?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it is.
It's
the mini trail.
Yeah. It's
they want to close it because there's a lot of illegal activity there.
And you're talking about illegal activity as in
international travelers.
International travelers from the south.
So we talked about that. Correct. What is exactly the problem? And she says that the bad guys are hiring people from Los Angeles. They say, we'll give you $1,000, drive up this mountain at this time and at this location. Some people are going to get in the car, and I want you to bring them back over here. That's the gist of it. And it happens anytime, right in the middle of the day. So you remember Trump's border fence and how he didn't quite get a chance to finish it?
Yep.
Well, down on the far side of Otay Mountain, there's a section of border where there's no fence. Right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of steep terrain. And so some people walk across, they walk up the hill, and they wait for their ride.
Gotcha.
Right? And these people, when they get in the car and the guy starts driving down the hill, the Border Patrol sees them and they go after him, and then the chase is on. Well, it turns out it's become kind of dangerous, and some people have been killed, some cars have been wrecked.
Sure.
And so what they want to do, and what Amber told me, is they want to lock the gate for not permanently for a while, just so that the bad guys will change their behavior.
Right.
And figure out that this is not a good place. Well, let's just go somewhere else and try to do it over there.
And I'm behind that 100%.
I'm against it 100%.
See, I'm behind it temporarily.
I lived out there. I don't care temporarily or not. If you do it temporarily and you allow it temporarily, then they're going to keep it closed and they're not going to reopen it.
But when you lived out there, you didn't have the traffic
you
have now.
No, I did. We had it. I had it every week, if not. I had the Border Patrol on speed dial. I lived on 140-acre horse ranch out there.
How often did bad guys come through?
If not twice a week. I slept with my 357 Magnum under my bed, and I had a slider window, horizontal slider. I'd pop my window right open, no screen. I'd shoot at them out my window because I had them coming in. They hurt my dog. They would come in and take, if I had clothes out on my clothesline,
so
they came
take
in.
Whatever's outside.
They would come get whatever they could and take whatever they could from out there.
They're
it's not
going to
stop.
They?
It's not going to give them a different solution. They're going to have the same issue, and I don't want it to happen.
So leave the gate
this
open.
This one really infuriates me.
It seems like they could have more Border Patrol people in that area.
Just
they go.
Go put the fence up right there. Just finish the fence.
Yeah, finish the fence on the border, not put the gate on the trail that people like to use. So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense to have a border
fence.
Like
Audrey's idea.
Have 357 and people standing
target
there.
Practice. You take out a few of them. I mean, they're going to get that news.
I
will
never
get out.
Shot at them. I wasn't trying to injure them, but I wanted to scare them enough to get away from my property and to avoid my property.
You know how much a 357 Magnum bullet cost?
I know, dollars.
You might as well make it worthwhile.
Oh, let me tell you.
Bob likes that idea.
This is a very sensitive subject for me because I've lived there and I dealt with it and I dealt with the Border Patrol and I know their mentality. And once they close it, they're not going to reopen it. And they want to say it's a temporary. It's not a temporary. So, but okay. So
I digress.
I just got all heated. But let's switch it to
Bob
to this
wrote
one.
You a note since you wouldn't slow down.
Yeah, he reminded me. I wanted to do the shout out to the Mint 400. I wish I was in Vegas right now. They're doing the kickoff for the Mint 400.
Oh, is that
the
this
race
weekend?
Is this coming week. This week and this weekend is out in Vegas. Mint 400. So they've
you
set
going,
up.
Bob?
They took over.
I wish.
A hotel.
No, what's it called? The main part. Fremont Street. There you go. Fremont Street
they
takeover.
Do,
they
yeah.
set up all down and they've got their mile long. You can go meet the racers and everything else.
Do they have all the race cars lined
they've
up?
They've got
there?
All the race cars lined
and
up
and the
big names,
and
the drivers
staff,
you
right.
can
the
meet.
Mechanics?
It's
they
huge.
Do it every year.
What
yes,
fun to go
yes.
down the line and yes. see your favorite driver.
Yeah,
look
Bob
under
and
the
I
hood.
Were talking this morning in regards to NTD Racing. They're here out of San Diego. They've basically got a YouTube channel. It's some retired military guys that are out just trying to do a good thing and set a good impression and have a good time along the way and raise awareness and raise funds. So they have sponsored and they are looking for donations for
what are they raising awareness for?
Folds of Honor.
Yeah.
So
it's a military.
Folds of Honor is a military charity.
Yeah, it's kind of like the one where they're putting people in homes.
Yep.
Yeah, but this one, I don't think they're putting them at home.
No, this is looking after the families.
Yeah, this is looking after the families. And not just military, but first responders, police, and fire?
So believe, yeah. Well,
if the family has lost a member, is right. that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Help for the family.
That's a really good. That's a really good program.
Yeah. Yes. Folds of Honor.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But have a look at them. NTD Racing. You'll find them on YouTube, and the links there are. Mm-hmm. I think it's ntdracing.com.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And it's F-O-L-D-S.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Folds of Honor.
Probably coming from folding the flag.
Most likely, because that's you don't want anybody to walk up to you with a folded flag. That's that's never a good thing.
Yep.
No.
And there's a good story behind that and how to fold it. You know, you just don't fold it. There's a reason.
There's a reason to it, because you want the stars out.
Yeah. And every fold means something.
Yep. Yeah. I learned it. I learned the saying, and I'm blinking out you're on it
tired.
Right now.
You're too tired.
I had a really long day at night.
That's going up, but you're not going to get to go?
No. As I say, I'm heading.
When do you fly out?
End of the month.
Oh, you still got time to go buy a rover.
Yeah, but he's going to the big shoot.
I'm going up to Big Sandy's.
Well, I know, but you can still go take a look at this rover.
I can do.
What's Big Sandy's?
Oh, Google it. If you're into guns, Google Big Sandy's.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's where you shoot a lot of stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Loud stuff.
It's amazing.
Yes. Big stuff.
Big bang.
Yeah. You blow stuff up. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Shoot what you bring, but we're in the wrong show for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, shoot what you bring.
We've got about 30.
How do you get guns over from Scotland?
I don't. I borrow other people's.
I was going to say, Audrey's got her 357 Magnum that she can't hit anything with. You might as well borrow it.
I take offense to that.
That's right above
I'm a very good shot.
I want to go see how many.
Well, let's do a competition. You better put your money where your mouth is.
I'm using a tank.
See how good you can't shoot.
Well, that way it's big spread. Dump, it's gone. Can you see the target? No, it's gone. Yeah,
we'll set up with some 22s.
What did I do?
BBs.
I was looking at a guy shooting a 44 Magnum water bottle.
Become a member of SDORC. Get involved.
Right.
SDORC.org. We need your donations. We need your membership. Thank you. Tune in next weekend.
SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.